This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You're counting the days. Well, you count up to 12, you're all set. Take off, take off your shoes and socks. Add the fingers and two toes, all the fingers and two toes. You get to the 12th of March, and that's what it is. Thursday on the DJV program. Today is important. Yesterday was important. Tomorrow will be important. And we're here with all the important stuff and sometimes things that are not quite as important. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schill, and Doug Steffen working through all of this stuff. Troubleshooting, is there a problem under the circumstances? Yeah, there are lots of problems. I guess maybe the place to start is with all cancellations. What do you think, Jennifer? You want to go through cancellations of this, that, and the other thing? What's been canceled in Los Angeles? What's been canceled in California?
Well, I think
what's been canceled around the country? Cancel.
Maybe more than just reading a list of cancellations from, because it's going to continue to grow. And it's different everywhere. I think maybe the most important place to start is that the president addressed the nation last night and talked to America and tried to, I guess, calm fears of more market drops. And there's a whole list of things that he might do, his administration might do economically to try to calm people down and to try to provide support for people who can't get to work or for whose industries might be changing. That includes a couple of different things. One, extending the period that income taxes might be due, so it might not be the 15th of April anymore. There might be an extension period that's being tossed around. The payroll tax, that's one thing that the president would like to see eased up on for both small businesses and for employees. So that would be another. There are a whole list of things that they're looking at for economic stimulus. But what he announced is that for 30 days temporarily, there would be a ban on travel between the United States and Europe, except for the United Kingdom. So that was a pretty big step. That's the first time, at least in my lifetime, I've ever seen that happen. I don't know if it's ever happened in America's history. I don't think so. The NBA also suspended their season last night. It was announced earlier in the day that the Golden State Warriors would just play in front of empty arenas, that they would take the crowds out because of a law in Northern California preventing gatherings of more than 1,000 people. But the NBA suspended the season until further notice once they found out that a player for the Utah Jazz, Rudy Gobert, had tested positive for COVID-19. So he did not play last night, and the NBA said after the games last night that the season would be suspended indefinitely. Then we find out, if it couldn't just get any stranger, weirder, and more eerie, that Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson have tested positive for the coronavirus because they were in Australia apparently working on a film about Elvis Presley, and they got it over there, and they have both tested positive now for COVID. So the list of universities I know I can speak, if you know, just to do a small list, is that in California, not only are they looking at different sporting events up in Northern California to prevent more than 1,000 people from gathering together, but college campuses are going completely online. Pretty much every major university in Southern California has now made the call to send their students home and to let all the classes be carried out online. And that's at least until the middle of April. And then they're going to decide whether or not they're going to even have kids come back for the semester, because most of us, our semesters end in California in late April, early May anyway. So really strange times.
What are you getting your money's worth or not? I guess there are some people, I want a refund. How are you going to deal with that? The fact that you have to, until who knows when, to file your taxes there are going to be a lot of questions.
That's not official yet. We don't know.
There
That's
are a lot
of
questions,
here.
And are there answers to other questions? Because the more you talk about this, the more confusing it is, the more discussion there. Okay, what's this? What's going to happen here? Is there an answer to that question? And it's just, are we going to close down all the Starbucks? Are we going to close the malls? Are we going to just stop? Is everything going to come to a stop? In Framingham, Massachusetts, which is my hometown, there was a case of coronavirus with a parent who had been traveling. So the school department decided to close down the school that the son of this particular fellow went to. And then about an hour later, they decided to close down the whole system. So the public schools are closed because one student's father has tested positive for the coronavirus. Now, one wonders again.
There are several doctors coming out saying that that's closing schools down is not the right answer. Because whether it's universities or younger kids, because if younger kids have parents who work, and I mean, pretty much most kids have two parents who work, then the grandparents are the ones who step in to babysit. And so you might be actually directly affecting the grandparents. They're the most vulnerable age group. So I've seen Dr. Gupta on CNN. They've had a million doctors on ABC, CBS, NBC, Dr. Oz even. It's kind of crazy. And especially with university students, college kids, Dr. Gupta even said yesterday, he's like, you know, this is not really the right plan because college kids are not going to stay at home. They're going to be out and about. They're going to be at home. And they're actually going to be spread out even more. They're not contained in the dorm room. Yeah, it could spread through the dorms, sure. But is that safer, having a bunch of college kids have it at the same time? Or do we want them out in public if it's really spreading? Do we want them with a vulnerable generation? Do we want them giving it to their parents? Maybe the parents carry it to the grandparents or whatever. I don't know. I think that the college thing is, I don't know. From everything I've seen so far, I don't agree with all these colleges shutting that down.
It
I don't think that's
like
the right
move. It seems like a gross overreaction. What I would support
is... The whole thing is a gross overreaction.
Well, I agree with you. And I think the thing that we need to do is just be flexible. If people are uncomfortable with something, then okay, give them a pass. But if everybody else wants to come to school... I had a speaking engagement yesterday at a luncheon, and I was sitting at the table with... Actually, Goofy's wife, which is kind of funny. Her husband does the voice of Goofy, and they said they had taken in an exchange student. And there's such these reactions. There's so many paths of people that are affected. Apparently, this girl is here for the year. She's supposed to be finishing college, but now they've canceled her college classes and moved them online. And because of that, she's no longer able to work at the university. So now she doesn't even have any source of income that's coming in.
Yeah.
And the woman, my friend, at this luncheon said, well, we don't mind. We're going to take care of her and make sure she has food and stuff like that. But she doesn't want to take it from us. She wants to be able to provide for herself. And they've totally shut down that source of income for her.
And a lot of students have jobs at the university to help offset their college costs. Mm-hmm. What's that? I think it's a gross overreaction.
Yeah, I feel bad for everyone who's in school who can't study for, you know, the foreseeable next couple months maybe, but college seniors, like, are they going to have graduation ceremonies? Mm-hmm. Are they even going to be able to graduate if they can't take exams? It's just, and, you know, Harvard sent everyone home, and maybe we all like to think that, oh, if you're going to Harvard, you're rich and you can just go back to whatever, like, mansion you came from. But yeah, that's obviously not the case.
Right.
And for people to have to pack up in 5 days and just find somewhere to go, or buy a plane to California or wherever they live, that's a lot.
A lot of international kids go to Harvard too. It's a mess.
I don't understand why we don't just treat this with flexibility and let people decide what's appropriate for them.
Well,
instead
who's making the decisions? That's the question here. Why is everybody keep paying attention to whatever? The Board of Health guy in my hometown is a reactionary. He's a very bright guy, but he doesn't have any backbone. And so what you do is you get people like that who are in public service, who are wonks, and they say, oh, we're going to follow our guidelines of the CDC. They're a bunch of blockheads at the CDC.
Guidelines. Yeah, but they haven't issued guidelines to shut down universities.
I think that's part of the problem.
I think everyone is just scared to be the one person who says, oh, we're going to keep doing it like
more
normal.
It's a
cover your rear end culture, and they figure it's better to just shut it all down.
The wimpification of America, you're seeing a fabulous example of it right now. Now, are there the reasons for having some concern, because there is a difference, so many doctors say, between the flu and the virus? And the, I guess if you look at how they differ, the virus spreads more slowly than the flu does, about 6 days between successive cases versus three for the flu. Viral shedding is what happens when a virus is infecting a host. That's the reproductive time. Shedding is reproductive time. As now being as it sheds, the virus gets released into the environment. And that's what makes you infectious. The research that I've seen suggests that people with the virus remain contagious for twice as long as those who have the flu. And then there are secondary infections, the coronavirus. You know, when you think about it, as if that wasn't bad enough, there are a couple of other infections that happen that are more serious than what you get with the flu. But it passes through your system. And it's interesting because the adults are the ones that pass. If you've noticed, not many children have the flu. They don't, it seems, for whatever the reason, I haven't seen anything that makes me understand.
Well, some kids have tested positive, but they seem asymptomatic. And I think that's kind of the difference.
Yeah, that's what it is.
The guy who is linked to over 50 cases in New York City, he has a 20-year-old son and a 14-year-old daughter. They both have it. And are both asymptomatic. So even college kids, I guess, if they're extra run down, or they're not, you know, if their immune system isn't strong, then younger people can show some symptoms, but it still apparently seems to be very mild symptoms compared to what older adults are dealing with massive, you know, like really severe shortness of breath and things like that. There are pictures coming out of China of people in hospital beds laying. They're positioned on their stomachs because apparently it's easier to breathe that way. I don't know if you guys have seen those images. But for older people, it can be really severe. But just, you know, luckily for younger people, it just doesn't seem to be that big of a deal yet.
Well, there is this, the political side of this. Some of the Republicans are blaming the Democrats because they figure this is a way for Trump to get dumped. I think more seriously, if we really look at this in a mature way, what could happen under the scenario that has political ramifications, to be sure, this could kill the entire economy. I mean, wipe it out.
And think about how great it was, and it's already bull market over.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. That's what's more troubling to me. And whether I'm not subscribing to that theory. That is, that this is an attempt to get rid of Trump in a way that is very, it's salacious, those suggestions. But the other side of it is, no matter what the source, if we keep going down this path with everybody running, oh, it's horrible, I'm gonna run it, run it. You can watch the economy melt before your very ears. That's what's happening. You know, you close down all these things. The buffets in Las Vegas have even been closed down. That's something for the old timers, right?
Well, not even for the old timers. It's still a big deal in Vegas, buffets.
Right. Yep. The Pope has been live streaming services to contain the virus outbreak over there. Italy has a real problem. And if you listen or subscribe to what I said yesterday about how this all began, whether you like the idea that Uri Geller came up with or not, something has been banned around. The Chinese created this in their lab. The Iranians wanted it to make trouble, so somebody was delivering it, and the plane went through Milan in order to get back to Iran. Maybe you think that is or isn't. Listen, anything is possible. Anything is possible. But the way this has affected, this is, you know, you didn't want to have me talk about what happened in 2018. And this is far less of a problem, but yet it's more of a problem. Food for thought. 21 after the hour here.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Change after on the Thursday DJV program. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, Doug, you, all of us. Now the focus is on music and the impact of the coronavirus on that. The annual Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo has canceled the remainder of its events, including concerts headlined by Lizzo, Chris Stapleton, Keith Urban, Gwen Stefani, Dierks Bentley on the list. Due to the concern over coronavirus, the announcement came soon after the World Health Organization classified the virus as a global pandemic. Does anybody even know what that is, the word pandemic versus epidemic?
Yeah, it just means that it's traveled to multiple countries. Yeah. I sent you guys like...
It sounds scarier.
It sounds scarier, but that's just a clinical definition. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is correct and accurate in that sense because it has spread to so many different areas. But other than that, people should not take that any more seriously than epidemic.
Hmm. All right. Well, it's bad. The word makes it feel worse, though, I think, to a lot of people. There have been 25 cases in Texas, 14 in the Houston area. So the city of Houston, according to the rodeo organizers, in the interest of public health, the Houston Health Department ordered the livestock show to close. Rodeo will respectfully and dutifully comply with the city's order. The rodeo is deeply saddened. However, the safety and well-being of our guests and our community is our top priority. Out of that precaution, the city has decided that it's best to shut things down. 2020 Houston Rodeo began the 3rd of the month. Schedule and, I guess, go till the 22nd. Artists like Willie Nelson, Chance the Rapper, Maren Morris were supposed to perform, but that's the end of that.
Yeah, they already performed. They're the only ones who are going to get to this year.
Ah, well, that's it, see? The Houston Rodeo follows fellow Texas festival South by Southwest. That was canceled, and angered ticket holders are pretty angry because they weren't offering refunds. What's the deal with that?
Yeah, they're not offering any refunds. So you can imagine that there will be a lot of lawsuits for that, I'm sure.
I would think so.
Yeah.
And not much attention or attendance to the event next year. Yeah, screw them. All right, so there we have that. reality of those things and how many other concerts are going to be canceled. Celine Dion is postponing her two shows, the Courage World Tour is what it's called. Two of the events this week have been canceled. But unlike a lot of the other artists calling off shows due to the spread of the COVID, she told fans it was because of a more routine virus. Due to the common cold, Celine will postpone Courage World Tour dates in Washington and Pittsburgh. The affected shows were slated to take place Wednesday, it was yesterday, and tomorrow in Pittsburgh. So yesterday was supposed to be in D.C. and tomorrow in Pittsburgh. Shows have been rescheduled for November. Ticket holders, keep your tickets. On Monday night, a day after completing a six-show run in the New York area, Celine began feeling the symptoms of the common cold. Symptoms persisted into the early part of the week. Her doctors instructed her to rest. My God, she looks like she hasn't
had a meal for
a week. She's so skinny. I mean, she can't. How can a body like that can't hold off anything?
You get sick. She just looks gaunt, and
she's unhealthy.
Something. Yeah.
She doesn't look good. It's not a healthy look at all. She apologized for disappointing her fans in Washington and Pittsburgh. Said the performances are expected to resume March 24th in Denver there. So,
and for anyone who's worried that she actually does have coronavirus, she's been tested.
Right, she was tested.
Was found negative. So
doesn't have it. All right. Now the politics of the presidential race in the next half hour here on the DJV program. It's now 28 minutes after the hour. What in this world keeps us from
falling apart? How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Calidrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to toploss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at toploss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. Toploss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Now classified as a pandemic by the World Health Organization, the coronavirus outbreak has led the NBA to suspend the rest of its season until further notice. Multiple reports say Utah Jazz center Rudy Gobert has tested positive for the virus. President Trump imposing new travel restrictions because of the outbreak.
To keep new cases from entering our shores, we will be suspending all travel from Europe to the United States for the next 30 days.
The only exception, the United Kingdom, the president addressing the nation last night, also calling on Congress to provide tax relief, defer tax payments, and help fund small business loans for firms affected by the pandemic. Actor Tom Hanks and his wife Rita Wilson say they're infected with coronavirus and are self-isolating for now. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Time's 34 at the hour. It's Thursday, March the 12th here on the DJV program. Yep, there are a lot of things going on in the political world. The sentencing, though, of Harvey Weinstein may be of interest and import, although at this point I guess probably pretty much everybody knows that he's going to the can for 23 years or whatever. He won't last that long, but let's see what
he's already back in Bellevue, I think.
He is in Bellevue, yeah. All right,
he's back in the hospital with more chest pains and dizziness, and
that I would kind of with the sort of if it's pressure or whatever sort of stress he's under, and the guy that's that fat and eats as badly and lives as badly as he does, drinking and smoking and all that, so he's probably suffering. And you know, so be it. As far as that doesn't sound.
A lot of women are saying, "Hey, that's karma."
Yeah,
and,
that's
and
right.
Look, he could have had 29 years. That was the maximum sentence. The minimum was 4. The maximum was 29. He got 23 years. It was a shock to him. He gave a rambling, I don't know if any of you guys saw this, a rambling 20-minute statement. he didn't understand why he was there. He didn't understand why he was convicted. He said men everywhere are confused. No, men everywhere aren't confused, you stupid rapist. No. Like, it was so obnoxious. And then he said he feels for the victims. He didn't take any responsibility for it. The whole thing was a disaster. However, the problem is, we knew his legal team was obviously going to appeal this. The problem is, a friend of mine who's an attorney, she's not a criminal attorney, but she said yesterday when she watched when she read the judge's statements, that she actually thinks that there are grounds for the appeal right within the judge's closing remarks, because he actually said he shouldn't have said anything. The sentencing was well within the guidelines. 29 years was the max. He only got 23. But the judge made a comment that could actually appeal the whole thing. He made a comment that was essentially saying that Weinstein was convicted for the first time, but that he had that it had shown a pattern of him doing this, and essentially that can be seen as bias against him. And so she texted me right away. She was like, "Uh-oh." She's like, "The judge's closing remarks are problematic at best." So I don't know if this is actually going to stick. Now, if it does stick, he still also faces criminal charges in L.A. So now we don't know if he'll have to serve if he's found guilty in L.A. and has more jail time added on, will he serve consecutively? We don't really know. Concurrently, we're not sure. But either way, how old is Harvey Weinstein? He's
67. Oh, is that all he is?
67. He just looks really bad. Yeah. So who knows if he'll live 23 more years after, if he does and he serves the entire sentence, he has another 5 years of supervision. After that, he'll have to be registered as a sex offender. He, in his rambling statement, he, you know, complained that he doesn't even talk to his adult children anymore. He's never going to see his kids again. I mean, it was a horrific, rambling pity party. And I don't think anyone had any extra sympathy for him. A lot of his victims were in the courtroom to witness it. Rosie Perez, Annabella Sciorra, the other women the other girl who was his former assistant who was assaulted
Myra
by him.
Sorvino, Rosanna Arquette. Yep. Those are some of the other people that have been all over the place the last 24 hours talking about the justice system and how it worked on behalf of the victims.
Ashley Judd was one of the first women to come forward with the Harvey Weinstein accusations, too. So she was very active on social media. A lot of the women coming together and very happy with the sentencing, except we just don't know if it's going to stick.
Well, you've got a lot of other people. It's interesting, the faces of this. I went to see Ben Affleck's new movie about the man who recovered the basketball coach. It really was true to life from what you hear about it. But as I was going, I heard a story about him being on this red list, the red flag list, mm-hmm. people that Weinstein wanted to get because Affleck was speaking out against him. And he thought, okay, well, because the first couple of successful movies that Ben was in were produced by Weinstein and his company. So he, you know, supposedly if you go up against him, your career will be ruined. And Affleck had the guts to say what he was thinking or what he had heard from other people in the first place.
I think he addressed it. I think he did. I think he confronted.
He did. Confronted
him. The thing is, why wasn't Brad Pitt on that list? Because people witnessed Brad Pitt grabbing Harvey Weinstein by the throat. Mm-hmm. And threatening him that if he ever went near Gwyneth Paltrow again, that was his fiance at the time. Now, Gwyneth Paltrow also dated Ben Affleck later on, so maybe that's how Ben Affleck found out about the Weinstein stuff, was through Gwyneth Paltrow. But it is weird that Brad Pitt wasn't on that list, but Ben was. So maybe Ben, during his heavy boozing days, maybe he was complicit in something, and Harvey Weinstein knew that Ben had a lot of tea to spill. I don't know, but it is a little bit weird, and it's not a good look for Ben Affleck today.
Oh, I don't think that's... Why do you think that?
Because women are already bashing him all over social media that he knew something and didn't come forward and didn't support the women.
So do
and
they have proof of that, or do they say?
I don't know. It's on the red list because those are people who... The red list that Harvey Weinstein had were people who that he knew had dirt on him who could effectively ruin his career. So,
yeah, right. So,
but Ben Affleck didn't come forward and didn't say anything publicly. That's why a lot of women are very unhappy with him right now.
Well, I think there's a lot of supposition there. It'd be good to have some facts under the circumstances. Okay, the situation with Bernie Sanders and why he decided to stay in the race. You got something on that, Victoria? The Democratic nomination seems to be going Biden's way, or at least the path to the Democratic nomination seems to be going his way. But is Sanders better? Or are we all better off to have Sanders in there with keeping Joe on his toes?
Yeah,
maybe helping
him
prepare
totally
for debates with.
I think he's got to stay Sunday night.
Yep.
To drop out before the debate, that's his Hail Mary pass. Now, is it likely that Bernie's going to win some of these contests coming up? No. But after you've come this far, and I don't want to stand up for Bernie Sanders, but I think he's worked really hard. He's come this far.
No,
why wouldn't you? Well, I don't agree with anything.
I don't
want to
vote for him, but I'll stand up for him.
No, but Jen, I think you can stand up for the democratic process.
I don't understand why you would drop out before a debate. It's not like there's a contest coming up. You have one last chance to say, hey, I'm the guy. You guys have made it wrong. Mm-hmm. So they're only 160 delegates apart. That's very close. It's the media that's saying, oh, Joe ran away with it. Well, yeah, he keeps winning states, but Bernie's getting delegates out of those states, too. So they're well within striking distance. And if Bernie was able to take away some of the momentum behind Joe, then they could ping pong for a little while. Joe would win some, Bernie would win some. It's just that the momentum shift has been
good,
so great it's knocked Bernie off.
And
that's exactly what I said. He needs to
practice
one-on-one because he's not doing what... You know, it's so funny. Everybody's talking about decline, and I hate when people diagnose other people and call them crazy and all this stuff because I don't think any of us are doctors, and that's never my intention, and I don't want to diagnose Joe Biden. I actually think
plenty of people have diagnosed Trump.
I know, and I hate that. And so I'm fair enough to say I don't like it when it happens to people on my side. I didn't like it when they did it to Hillary Clinton. I mean, she fell out of her shoes. Clearly something was wrong, but that's not my job to speculate about what that was. But that being said,
it kind of is. We kind of are here to speculate on whether it's reality. I've said plenty of things about Trump and his bipolarism and whatever, all the things that going on.
And I hate that because you're not a psychologist. You're not a doctor.
I've been around people who are bipolar. I do absolutely know the signs of bipolarism.
And it kind of hit me yesterday. I've heard stories about Joe Biden for years and years and years from pretty reputable sources, including a friend that I have that works for the Secret Service, who said of all the people he's worked for, and he worked for the Clinton administration, the Bush administration, the Obama administration, he said Joe Biden was by far the one with the worst temper, the angriest, and the hardest to work with. And Joe Biden would come out and accuse Secret Service members of trying to do the nasty with his wife, except not in so many words. He would use a lot of expletives. There were stories about his behavior, like wanting to...
That's the Secret Service was supposed to be...
Speculating. But wait a minute. Hold on. That's the same thing as speculating on whether Trump is bipolar or not.
It's not speculating.
How do you figure?
It's not speculating.
Where's the proof?
There's also an oath.
Those guys
are supposed to
shut the hell up.
Yeah, they're not supposed to say anything.
My point is, if I could just finish my point just for 2 seconds, I promise. I know, and I know it upsets both of you because you're going to...
No, it doesn't upset me.
Seriously, Jen, if the Secret Service was saying stuff about Trump, too, I would say, you know what? That's not your job. Your job is to be secret. You're not supposed to come out and talk about
this. This person was not on the record with me. This person was saying in my ear as a friend, hey... And anyway, that being said, I've heard those stories. I've heard stories in the media. I've heard stories that Joe Biden himself has said. And I always kind of like discount it, right? Because so he's got this reputation of being this affable guy. Oh, it's just Joe. He makes mistakes. But what I think, instead of focusing on the fact that Joe Biden's in decline, which is what always trends on Twitter, I actually just think he's showing us who he's kind of been all along. It's just he's not pretending to be that affable Joe anymore. He's now showing us that he gets aggressive. He's showing us that he gets angry. He's showing us that he makes mistakes. He's been doing all those things all along. He just was kind of, it was behind this shell, this outward a persona of his, of being this likable Joe, and I think that's what's cracked. I don't believe that he's in mental cognitive decline. I believe that as everybody gets older, and Doug, you know this, I know this, you care less about what people are going to say about you, and you kind of put it out there, and
I've never really cared what people said about me one way or another. You're going to have a thick skin when you do this stuff for a living. One thing that does, I want to just this point and then let's move on. The fact that he says that Sanders says he wants to be able to help the people who want him or who are interested in the things he's talking about. But those people are not showing up to vote for him. And so why is that? why he does want to speak for that progressive agenda. Yep. But that doesn't. But the people who would normally go to vote for him, people Kara's age, aren't.
Well, I think, and my other theory, and I'm interested to know what you guys think about this, and maybe I'm sure you'll probably disagree, but I believe that the far left has pulled civics out of our classrooms. They pulled a whole lot of stuff out of the classroom so that people have frustration, so that they change the way they don't know how to change the way government is. And I think it's almost a bit ironic that Bernie Sanders' agenda of kind of infiltrating these school systems with taking out civics and, you know, with these far left ideologies essentially have created this feeling that the people who would vote for Bernie shouldn't really show up to the polls because their vote doesn't matter anyway. I think there's a real feeling of frustration where they'll come to his rallies, but they don't go vote because they don't think it matters. Mm-hmm. And I really believe that that's true. I think Bernie has enthusiasm with young people, but I believe they also were frustrated and don't think that he's going to get the nominee, so why should they show up? Then they don't understand that if they do show up, then he actually might have a chance.
I don't think that people, I don't think Bernie supporters think that they don't matter if they vote. I think this is, I don't often say this, but I think, you know, my mom said this to me weeks ago. She said, watch Super Tuesday. Bernie's kids are not going to vote. And they didn't. And she said that, and that was way before any leftist agenda in classrooms and civics. That goes back, she said, to the 50s and 60s. Kids are young. They get swept up. A rally is a fun thing to go to. But on voting day, standing in lines, I'll let other people vote. They just don't vote. And I don't think it has anything to do with lack of civics in the classroom. It's laziness.
Although that move did start in the 70s, by the way.
When I was a kid, I was one of the few people that registered to vote on the day I was eligible, and I was one of the few people that voted in my class in Heidelberg.
That's in the 60s, and that's exactly what my mom was saying. So my mom's the same age as you, and so it's the same thing. I don't think it has any. You can blame a leftist agenda in a classroom. It has nothing to do with that. Laziness is laziness.
All right, let's
rallies are fun. It's like going to a concert, and then it's like saying, well, now you've got homework after the concert. I'm just going to skip that part.
Who don't know how
all right, ladies,
work.
Let's keep moving. Today is National Girl Scout Day. That's like, it seems, oh, really? Au contraire. Girl Scout Week this week, National Girl Scout Day today, commemorating the anniversary of the first Girl Scout meeting back in 1912. Juliet Gordon Lowe organized the meeting in Savannah, Georgia. Girl Scouts have grown from there. The best way to celebrate, I suppose, is buy some Girl Scout cookies. What's the best one? I like those lemon ones. I still got tons of those. I bought dozens of them last year. Gave them to all my friends. Gave them to my grandson when his mother wasn't looking. So there you go. Girl Scout cookies. Hooray for everybody who's a Girl Scout. A couple of sports items. The Olympics could be delayed for 2 years because of the coronavirus. Good God. What in the world? That hasn't been decided yet. And then there's the shock of the NBA season being suspended. Does that mean they're going to play in the summertime? Does that mean the season's over? No answers.
Yeah, they just cut it short.
More questions. Yep, there you go. And Jennifer Gronk finalizing a deal with the WWE. He's going to be a wrestler. And
excited.
You are excited? Are you really? The Gronk.
I'll watch him.
Yeah, I think that'll be a lot of fun. He's going to have to put on some muscle again because I feel like he's lost all of it since he stopped football. But
Jennifer, one note, one good show on tonight. What's the big? What's the biggest deal tonight on the Tuber?
Tonight on the Tuber, I think I would go with
10,
my
9, 8, 7, 6.
Oh, I know what I'd go with. Quick. I'd go with CBS tonight.
All right.
All new. The Unicorn season finale happens at 8:30.
10 before the hour.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Talk time as usual. Things are going to be as usual here on the DJV program, with Victoria Keelan taking a couple of items of interest and explaining them significantly, so you know what the heck is what the heck. Coronavirus is infiltrating its way into technology, or at least the personalities who are big in technology. Here's something from Mark Zuckerberg addressing the coronavirus. What's going on here, Victoria?
Yep. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg is funding a significant increase in coronavirus testing in the San Francisco Bay Area. He's got two different philanthropic groups that he manages with his wife, Priscilla Chan.
What are they using for the test, though? Do they have they found kits? How are they testing for it?
Well, actually, you're getting ahead of me, so hang on one second. So, good question. Hang on. I've got an answer. Chan and Zuckerberg are organizing the funding through their philanthropic groups, which is the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative and the Chan Zuckerberg BioHub. The BioHub in San Francisco is dedicated to helping combat and research diseases. They work with UC Berkeley, and UC San Francisco, and Stanford. So they started in 2016 with $600 million in funding, and so that's their main philanthropic arm. What this group is doing, they've purchased two diagnostic machines that are FDA approved for testing for diseases like COVID-19. So essentially, what they're going to be funding, designing and making their own version of the at-home testing kits for COVID-19. So UC San Francisco will be conducting the actual tests. Stanford University will act as a secondary location for test requests, so when the city is overwhelmed. So essentially, this is a really great example of the private sector sector backing up the lack of government and the lack of leadership from the government. And so if people feel like they're going to the hospital or they're going to their doctor and the doctors are saying, I've only got, you know, a limited number of test kits, and if you feel like you have it but you don't really have, you know, strong symptoms yet, there you will not be tested for it. And so now that's where Zuckerberg wants to make up that gap. And so I think it's really it's an important thing. Now Bill Gates and his wife Melinda Gates are doing a similar thing. They partnered with the University of Washington. They're going to fund at-home testing kits for COVID-19 for residents in the greater Seattle area. Of course, that's their home state, the state of Washington. Seattle, we know, is almost like ground zero for COVID-19. That's where the most cases were. That's the big explosion of how it first happened. And so Bill and Melinda Gates will be sort of taking care of the Seattle area, and Zuckerberg's philanthropic arm will be taking care of the San Francisco Bay area. And so the biohub from Chan Zuckerberg is actually expected to start increasing the testing volume as soon as March 16th. So they are really hitting the ground running, which I think is great. I would not be surprised whatsoever if the next time we have an update on a story like this, that it's Michael Bloomberg handling New York, because New York, they say, is about maybe 2 to 3 weeks away from being exactly like Italy on full lockdown. So the update overnight from New York City, not great, and it seems to be moving in that direction. And so I would not be surprised if somebody like a Bloomberg comes forward for the New York area as well.
AT&T launching their new AT&T TV. And a lot of viewers don't know what the heck's going on.
The Geek Out.
AT&T continues to try to fight its way out of the TV provider fog with DirecTV as its boat anchor, losing so many subscribers the company has even admitted they stopped actively marketing the service, and recently launched AT&T TV, a new streaming service that comes with its own cable-like box and remote, but requires signing a two-year contract. And the issue is year one's just $50 a month, but you're locked in at year two at over $90 a month. And while the idea of a platform that is so very plug-and-play and retains that cable subscription-like feel is neat, the costs render it not very sensical. AT&T TV is available now, and we've posted links on Twitter at The Geek Out.
All right, next up, coronavirus. Oh, what a surprise.
It's affecting everything. Travel. Airbnb. So if you have a reservation on Airbnb, and spring break is basically upon us right now, and depending on, you know, if you have kids who are younger, or if you're in college and you've got your spring break coming up, it spreads out throughout the month of March, early April. If you have a booking on Airbnb, they want you to know that they have tweaked their reservation policy to help guests cancel bookings without taking a loss. So until June 1st, Airbnb is going to waive the standard 3% host fee that it collects from hosts, and then they're also going to waive the 14% guest service fee for canceling. So this is everything up until June 1st is where Airbnb is now. If you want to book your trip and you are looking, the rates clearly are dropping, so it's a good time to book. Just make sure you look for listings that say they are flexible in the cancellation policy section.
Yep. Don't sign on the dotted line unless you know what the impact is. In other words, 59 after the hour.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.